Happy Thanksgiving and a big welcome to all of you joining us for worship this morning. We are very grateful that you are with us. And a great big thank you to Adele and her Thanksgiving helpers for decorating so beautifully the chancel and the table in preparation for this service. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us light the Christ candle with gratitude that Jesus lights our paths and enlightens our lives by his holy word and in the power of his Holy Spirit. Would you pray with me? Grace and peace to you from God our Father, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing that comes from heaven, who knew you and chose you before the world began, who loves you so much that he calls you his own children, who has brought you from darkness into light and filled you with his glorious power, who has prepared an inheritance for you that will never spoil or fade, who encourages and strengthens you in every good deed and word, who comforts you in your troubles so that you can comfort others. This is our God, the ultimate source of all things and the one for whom we live. Friends, please take a few moments to prepare for worship. Let us worship God together.
As you will hear later, the scripture reading today touches on how we often forget about God when things are going really well in our lives. Does that ring a bell? I'm guilty as charged. So in that light, let's join in the prayer of confession. Gracious Creator, you have given us so much, but too often we take those gifts for granted or as something to which we are entitled. You call us to live in caring community, but too often we place our wants and our needs first, and those of others a distant second. You call us to share your gifts with the world around us, but we are worried that there may not be enough, and our worrying gets in the way of our sharing. For all the times when we mistreat and misuse your gifts, for all the times we assume that we get what we have by ourselves, forgive us and lead us back to the path of wisdom and the ways of gratitude. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Friends, God is a gracious giver, and he is gracious in forgiveness. God calls us out of our old ways to new patterns of living. We are a forgiven people, and for this we are very grateful. And so we say together, thanks be to God. Amen.
Shadows fall. Today's reading is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, beginning at verse 7, reading through verse 18. And I am reading from the Revised Standard Version. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing forth in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Take heed, lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes, which I command to you this day, lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built goodly houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply, and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty ground where there was no water, who brought you water out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and test you to do good in the end. Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as at this day. The word of the Lord. Amen.
Those of you who have been part of life with St. Stephen's for a while may remember that a few years ago, I had to take an unexpected medical leave. The specifics of what I had going on are not that important, but suffice it to say that I had an underlying medical condition that I had probably not paid close enough attention to, and so I found myself in a bit of a crisis. I needed surgery, and I was facing a wait, which is not an unusual story around here, is it? The problem was that my condition meant that some critical levels in my blood had dropped to zero. And by zero, I don't mean really low. I mean zero. So in order to keep me going until I could arrange to have that surgery, I needed to go each week and have infusions of those critical elements into my blood. Well, at my appointment, my surgeon marked my surgery as urgent because of this, and he hoped that that would mean that I might be able to get it sometime in the next 2 months. So I went out to his reception desk and approached the office assistant to ask if she could book that for me, but she was on the phone, so I sat and waited for a minute until she was done. When she got off the phone, I went and told her what I needed, and she got a funny smile on her face, and she said to me, you know, that call I was just on was actually someone canceling a surgery they had booked for next week. Could you come in on Tuesday? That was just 5 days later. So, of course, I jumped at the opportunity. And sure enough, I did have that surgery the following Tuesday, and I was home recovering nicely just a day later. Well, later that same week, I had an appointment to go back to my family doctor to discuss my blood levels and see how I was doing. And he asked, how are you? I realized in the way he asked that he probably didn't even know that I'd had surgery. It had happened so quickly that he hadn't even had a chance to catch up. So I told him. Well, his reaction was amazing. He breathed this great big sigh of relief, collapsed in his chair, and said, oh, thank the Lord. He explained that he had had word that the blood bank was actually out of the infusion that I needed. So he had been scrambling, trying to figure out how he was going to keep me alive until I could have that surgery. Those were the exact words he said. How I was going to keep you alive. I was shocked. Until that moment, I did not realize that things had gotten quite that critical. As I walked out of his office, my mind was reeling. God had saved my life. I hadn't realized it until that moment, but he had. That day, when I just happened to be in my surgeon's office, needing to book my surgery at the same time that someone happened to call to cancel theirs. God was saving me. I was bowled over with gratitude. I know that some of you have had similar experiences, these near misses that shake us up and shift our perspective. They dramatically remind us that life is a gift each and every day. Well, in our reading today, the Israelites were actually coming to the end of a time when they had had the opportunity to realize that every day life and survival was a gift from God. You'll remember that 40 years before this, God had dramatically rescued them from slavery in Egypt, and they had spent the years since living a nomadic life in the desolate desert wilderness. And the desert, well, it was a desert. There wasn't much there. And so God had miraculously provided the food and the water they needed to survive each day. They awoke each morning knowing that their lives were dependent on God's care and provision every day for 40 years. Well, in our reading this morning, we have joined them at the end of this time as they are at the border preparing to enter the land that God had promised would be theirs, a land that this reading tells us is filled with all that they will need to have the full, abundant, prosperous lives they've been longing for. It was a land that was lush with lots of natural water supplies and food and even minerals. As they prepare to move into this new land, Moses takes some time to remind the people of Israel of the most important things God has taught them in the past 40 years, things that he knew they would need to remember as they lived as his blessed and blessing people for the generations to come. Our reading today is a brief but important part of what he said to them. Moses warns them not to grow proud and get lulled into thinking that all that they were going to enjoy in that new land was the result of their own work. He cautions them not to forget that all of those good things were gifts from God. And he explains that forgetting that would actually be the first step towards forgetting God altogether. Moses reminds them of all God has done for them in the past 40 years, bringing them to this point. And that's the key, really. Remembering. Remembering God. Remembering all that God has done. The Jewish calendar is actually filled with days, festivals that are dedicated to doing exactly that, remembering. Our Christian calendar is actually much the same when you think about it. And although this weekend's celebration of Thanksgiving is not an expressly Christian festival, it is a wonderful opportunity for us to take some time to remember and be thankful. And not just generically thankful, but thankful to the God we know and love. The God who has shown us his love in such amazing ways. Of course, it's a great thing that we do this each year. Every year we have a day set aside that we have dedicated to remembering and being grateful. It's a wonderful annual practice. Even better would be doing this same practice every day. I think that actually might be part of the reason why Moses told the people of Israel, when you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. He was urging them every time they ate and enjoyed a meal to take a moment and do this practice of remembering that all of the good things that had become part of their lives were gracious blessings given by their God who loved them and continued to care for them each and every day. God feels the same about us, friends, and God does the same for us. In his infinite love, he cares for the smallest details of our lives. And you know, we all can struggle with the temptation to forget this. It happens subtly and slowly when we stop taking time to remember. So Moses' words to those Israelites who lived so long ago actually provide us with great wisdom today. Each day, as we do this most basic of human acts, eating and nourishing our bodies, it is good to take a moment to remember God's blessings given to us. And as we all know, some days that's easier to do than others. Because when life is hard, as it is for many people right now, it can be a little more difficult to find things to be grateful for, and a little easier to find things to complain about that we wish were different. I know that temptation well. And yet the gift for me in that time when I ended up being much sicker than I had even realized was that it dramatically reminded me not to take another day for granted, regardless of whether that day was an easy one or full of challenges. I remember as I walked away from my doctor's office that day, I knew in a much deeper way than I ever had before that God had given me the gift of that day and any and all days that might follow. Friends, that is something that is true for all of us, but it's easy to forget. Or at least to forget to remember. And as we all know, and we will experience once again in our celebrations this weekend, remembering is so very important. Because it's remembering that actually stirs us to be grateful and to give thanks to our loving God. So today and every day, let's remember, friends. Let's take time to remember. And let's be thankful. Amen.
Hello, friends. Let's pray. Abba, Father, we come to you praising your name and giving you glory. This Thanksgiving Day, we come with great thanksgiving in our hearts for all you have given us in our lifetimes. We do not forget you. The lessons you teach us daily, preparing our hearts as we meet and talk with those around us and offer an encouraging word. The many times you have been there when we called on you during those dark, difficult times in our lives. How gracious you have been to us. We are in training here on earth, going about your work as you prepare our minds, hearts, and hands to take care of those that need help, the poor and widows, bringing them the help they need, arranging those coincidences so that we may be a helping hand. A note my friend wanted to add is, help us be aware of our many blessings so that we might have the grace to pass on to others not so fortunate. Thank you for the bounty of the fruit trees this year of COVID. Our fig tree was so good to us and so peaceful to sit under it and feel your peace. Fred and I have so enjoyed our times of praising you, being in the word and prayer during these more peaceful, quiet times. How we all long for peace in these anxious times, being careful not to come too close to someone in the stores, but offering smiling eyes and a kind word behind our mask as we abide in your grace and share it with others. Having a listening heart and ears during COVID times, offering comfort and care. And dear Lord, we thank you for the leaders that will be chosen in the upcoming elections. Give them wisdom and strength and your direction, we pray. And I'd just like to share the words from a song that's just been in my heart all week preparing for this time. And you all know this song, so please sing with me. Give thanks to the Lord above. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. And now let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
And this is our offertory prayer. Giving God, we give you thanks and praise for all of your gifts to us. We know that you are the source of every good thing, and you have given us so much. We give these gifts and dedicate them to the work of your kingdom here on earth. May they be used wisely and diligently so that through them your love might be made known. We pray in Jesus' name and for the sake of the mission he has given us. Amen.
Couple of announcements before we close today. Again, we're asking you to keep an eye on your announcements and emails that come from the church office. Two that you might want to make note of from this week. The first is that we are about to start the small coffee gatherings of 6 people. You need to sign up for those. So if you're interested in participating in one, check your announcements and you'll find the instructions there of how to do that. The second announcement is regarding a service for Mac Forbes. You may recall that we announced that Mac had passed away at the end of August and promised that we would let you know when there would be a service. There will be a Zoom virtual service held for Mac on October 22nd. If you're interested in being part of that Zoom service, check your announcements because you'll need to email Mac's son to ask to get an invitation for that, and the instructions are in the announcements. If you would like to watch that service, we are actually going to record it and then it will be available on our church website. So you'll be able to watch it after it actually takes place. Now, friends, go from this time of worship with joy, giving thanks to God, proclaiming his love, and worshiping him with your lives. For he is the Lord our God, faithful to 1,000 generations. And so may God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may God look upon you with kindness and grant you peace. Amen, and happy Thanksgiving, everyone.